I, Nate the Great, am a detective. This morning I did not have a case to solve. I woke up late. I stretched. My dog Sludge stretched. We looked out the window. The sun was shining. The birds were singing. A tortoise was eating. A tortoise was eating the flowers in my garden. I do not own a tortoise. Sludge does not own a tortoise. Sludge and I rushed out to the backyard. The tortoise started to eat a petunia. A bite here, a bite there. He started to eat a daisy. A bite here, a bite there. I, Nate the Great, like to look at flowers. Soon, there would not be any flowers to look at. I stared at the tortoise. He was green. He had a thick shell and a big appetite. He did not have any teeth, but he did good work without them. I knew I must take him away. But what would I do with him? "You must live somewhere," I said. "You must have an address and a telephone number." I knew that a tortoise can live for a very long time. This tortoise could be 100 years old. He should know where he lives by now. He started to crawl away. Slowly. Very, very slowly. Was he on his way home? No, he was on his way to eat my violets. This tortoise was lost. He needed help. I said, "I, Nate the Great, have never taken a case for anyone who is green and has a thick shell. But I must find out where you live and take you there." I got dressed. I wrote a note to my mother. "Dear mother, I am on a green case. I am helping a tortoise. I hope the case moves faster than he does. I will be back. Love, Nate the Great." I, Nate the Great, got a box. I put lots of holes in it. Then I put the tortoise in the box. "I am taking you home," I said, "wherever that is." Where was his home? I was thinking, this tortoise is slow. Perhaps he did not crawl very far from home. Perhaps he lives near here. But he knows how to find food. He could have been crawling and eating for days. He could have eaten his way from the other side of town. This tortoise could live anywhere. I spoke to Sludge. "This is a strange pet. Who would own a strange pet?" Sludge knew the answer.